So I hope everybody is well. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Chaf Beis, and certainly with the news coming from Eretz Yisrael in the last couple of days, so we definitely do need to be mechazik ourselves in our Limud HaTorah, which is Baruch Hashem what we're about to do now. So again, we've been talking about these Shnios LeArayos, right? How far do the extra Arayos, right, extend, right, from obviously the ones that are mentioned in the Torah? And now we're about 10 lines up on Chaf Aleph and Beis, right? We'll do this until, as you can see, there's a Mishnah on Chaf Beis and Aleph, and then we'll switch topics a little bit. But the Shalach Le Rav Masharshia, we're about 10 lines up, like I said. First word in the line is Lehu. So Shalach Le Rav Masharshia Mitusnaya L'Rav Papi. So he asked the following Shalach Rav Papi. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu Rabbi, come and teach us. Eishas Achi Avi Ha'av. Right, again, if you remember, these are a little bit, not tongue twisters really, but just trying to figure out how to say them in the vernacular. So, the wife of your father's uncle, meaning your great uncle, so your great uncle's wife, V'achos Avi Ha'av, and your grandfather's sister, meaning and your great aunt. So, Mahu, what's the deal with that? That's obviously not Arayos in the Torah, right? Arayos is, right, immediate relative, sister, mother, etc. But what about, did it extend that far? So, Gemara says, Midilamata Erva, since if you go the opposite direction, right, meaning that is not the opposite direction, meaning the one right behind it, right, is an Erva. Let's say, for example, the wife of your father's, father's brother. So now, right, the wife of your father's brother. Now, what about the wife of your father's father's brother? Meaning, one generation up. So, meaning, since one generation down, right, is an erva. So, lamala nami gazrube o delmaha diflug darasa. Or meaning, so therefore, is there a gzera, or is it too far? So, tashma, I'll bring a proof. Mahin shnios, right? Veloka chashiv lu badaya. So, Gemara, so Papi said to him, I'll bring a great proof. But we had Mahin shnios, right? We talked about that brisa we had yesterday. We had a list of, eight cases, and that's not one of them. So, Gemara says, well, Tana v'shayir. Well, it wasn't an exact list. So, Gemara says, what do you mean? My shayir, the high shayir. What else was listed off? Meaning, whenever the Gemara says that sometimes when you have a list of things and it says, well, it didn't list everything. It says Tana v'shayir. It taught some and it left some out. But you have to have more than one case, right, to say that it left some over, right? What else did it leave out, right? You can't just say, you know, it left over the one case we're asking about. That obviously would imply that single case is excluded, or these two cases, rather. So the Gemara says, Shayer Shnios de Bei Rabbi Chiya. So you're right, it excluded also the Shnios of Rabbi Chiya, which we're going to talk about in a second. Amemar Achsher Be'eshas Achi Avi Aviv. Uva Achos Avi Aviv. Amemar said that those people that we just talked about, right, that Shaila that we just had, right, that those people are actually Mutter. That is your great, no, that is your, what was it? It was Eishes Achi Avi Aviv. It's your father's uncle's wife. So your great uncle's wife, your great aunt, or great, I guess your great uncle's wife, and your great aunt. So he said that those were mutter. Amar le Rav Hillel le Rav Ashi. Rav Hillel said to Rav Ashi, "L'didi chazi li shnios mar brei derabana." I once saw a list of the arayos of mar brei derabana, and sure enough, uviksivon, and it was written on there, shitzari li isura. And there were 16 cases that are usher. I think Gemara says, my love, so where do you get the 16? Seems like, again, if you're paying attention to the numbers, the Timni de Masnisa, the eight that we had, right, it says here Mishnah, but I think it's a Brisa that we had yesterday, if I remember, but okay, whatever. The eight of the Brisa, I think, Vishis de Bei Rabbi Chiya, and then the plus six more of Rabbi Chiya, which we're going to talk about in a second, V'anak Tarti, it seems to, right, how do you get the 16? You add these two that we're talking about, right, Hashitzari, that's already 16. So you see, they are actually usher. So Rav Ashi said to him, what do you mean? You saw a list, right? L'tameich, right? Well, not, he doesn't ask that kasha, but we'll get to that kasha in a second. But according to you, really, shiv sari havyan. Really, there should be 17. Right? The pashtin of the yisura. Right? There's also one more case that we have to have on there. This is the your mother's maternal brother's wife. Right? And that's also usher. Again, apparently, Tosus already says that. Apparently, we didn't have that in the Gemara, but Tosus, the last Tosus on the top, says, yeah, it must be that was known to be Usher. So that would be 17. So Gemara says, Halakasha, right? Hanach Tarti, Damyan, Lahadadi. So he says, no, those are similar. I mean, those are very similar. The ones that we're talking about, meaning that their father's, what is it? Yeah, Achi Avi Aviv, right? Meaning your great uncle's wife and your great aunt. Right, meaning whether it's your father's uncle's wife or your father's aunt, right, your father's sister, right. So those two are very similar, right. Again, as we said before, if you remember yesterday, right, we said sometimes you call both these women your grandmother or both these women your etc. or your grandfather etc. So here also that's kind of your great aunts just on both sides, right. Dechada chashiv lehu, and so therefore they're considered to be one, and therefore vashitzri, there you get that down to 16. And then he says, right, and I saw, sure enough, that was the list that they were Azar. So finally, Amar Lay, he said back to him, the kasha that I said before, the Tameh, according to that logic, you have a Kasiv Le'atera, you have a Samach Talayu. Right, if you saw that list, and it was actually, instead of the heading, it didn't say Azar on top, it said Mutter on top, would you have been okay with that? That's what says okay? You had a piece of paper that said they were their Mutter. Right, he didn't sign it, meaning he didn't tell you that it was mutter. Right? Ashtanami diktivli surah lav mar breder abana chasim alayu. Right? Again, he's the same. So the same thing. If they were usher, so that's not a proof. That doesn't help me at all. Tani debate Rabbi Chia. Now, what are these? Again, we said there were six more arayos that Rabbi Chia added. Not arayos, but shnios. Right? That he added. So he says shlishi livno bivno. The third here is going to refer to the third generation, bivno, with your son. What does that mean? Meaning, this is now the opposite direction. Now, we were talking about up, right, with your father's brother's sister, whatever it is, or wife, and now we're going down, through your son. So, shlishi livno, meaning your son's daughter, so that is your granddaughter-in-law, right? Son's daughter, no, great granddaughter, but obviously your granddaughter is an Erva, right? That's Midaraisa, right? So great granddaughter, okay, Visheba Bito, and the same thing through your daughter, Usheba Ben Ishto, Visheba Bas Ishto, and same thing if it's through your wife's children, right? Meaning it's your step great. Granddaughters, okay, and Shnia, right? Those are Shnias. Those are Shnias, and also Revi, and the fourth generation. Now we'll see that this is actually the same delineation, but we have to explain why it says third versus fourth. But it's also the fourth generation. Shebachama v'shebachamoso Shnia. That through your father-in-law and your mother-in-law, that is also a Shnia. Meaning you're in the opposite direction. Now going back up again, your father-in-law's mother's mother, meaning your mother's father's grandmother. Yeah. Your mother's father's grandmother. Yeah. Your mother's father's grandmother. And also through the mother-in-law, right? Your mother's grandmother. Your wife's mother's grandmother, meaning your wife's great-grandmother. So that's those are all Shnias. That's the list, meaning in both directions, up and down, for Rabbi Chia. So the Gemara says, Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, Maishna lamala de chashiv la ishto, Umaishna lamata de loka chashiv la ishto. Meaning, we called the relationship between you, right, through your son, a shlishi. Then we said, through your mother-in-law, through your wife, that's called a revi, but that's still three generations away. So, meaning both of them are three generations away. So why do we call it three, a shlishi versus a revi? So the Gemara says, the mala going up, the Yisura Makorach Ishto Kasi Chashivle. Again, the second set of cases was through your wife was going up, but again, that's through your wife. So it's four steps removed from you. That's why we called it four. But Lamata, but going down, the Yisura Lav Mikorach Ishto Kasi, but that's relationship is not through your wife, but that's straight from you. So then Loka Chashivle, then we didn't say it was four steps removed. Therefore, we called it the Shulishi, there are three steps removed. I have a Ben Ishto Ubas Ishto. Gemara says, what do you mean? Some of the cases going down were your wife's son and through your wife's daughter. Right? And that's through your wife, and that's also was considered to be a shlishi, right? Three generations, even though it's one, it's really four steps removed. So Gemara says, "I did tana shlosha doros lamata diday avlo chashva." So tana nami shlosha doros lamata dida avlo chashva. So the Gemara just simply implies that this says that now the language made more sense to just group those together, right? Once you're going three generations down from you, so we also call the three generations down from her, but really, enichanami, it was four steps removed. Okay, Emlari Rav Ashi Rav Kana. Shnios Debe Rav Yechia, Yesh Lam Hefzek, Oh, Ein Lam Hefzek. These extra arayos, these shnios that Rav Yechia discussed, right, does it stop at great-grandmother-in-law, or does it keep on going? So the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll bring you a proof. Tama Rav, Rav says, Arba Nashim Yesh Lam Hefzek V'sulo. Right, that there are four women that stop, meaning that they only have, the arayos go just a little bit further with the shneos, and then it doesn't get any further. It doesn't get any further. That was part of our braisa. So apparently, we see that Rabbi Chiyas does continue. So Gemara says, no, Dilma ki kama Rav Masnisa. Maybe Rav was just referring to the cases listed in the braisa, but he wasn't trying to exclude Rabbi Chiyas. Toshma, I'll bring another proof. Shlishi Ushvi, right? What does Rabbi Chiyas say? It's three and four, right? Steps removed, right, from you. So Shlishi Ushvi in Trelo, but apparently they don't get any further. So Kumar says, no, again, does Dilma, Mishlishi Ve'elach, Mervi Ve'elach. Maybe he's just counting from third generation and on. I mean, he's not necessarily saying there are only three steps removed. That's not limiting. That maybe that's just saying where we're starting from, and maybe he keeps on going. But okay, the Gemara doesn't really answer that question. Amalei Rav of Nachman. Chazi Mar Haimi Rabbanan Da'asim Mar Rava. Right? Did you see that guy who came from Eretz Yisrael, right, from Amar, and he said that Bob Mar Rava, that they asked the Shaila in Eretz Yisrael, and they said the following. I mean, the question is, Gazu Shnios Begerim or Losh Gazu Shnios Begerim? Did we add on Shnios La'arayos to a Ger? Meaning, once midrabanan, right, midal raisa, a ger converts and has no relatives. By the way, as we'll see in a second, right, Chazal instituted a series of arayos for gerim, meaning that, and technically, again, mikar adin, if a ger converts, he has no relatives. So theoretically, according to Jewish law, he can marry his sister. But we'll see in a second that that's not true. So when Chazal instituted that, did they also extend that further or not? Meaning all these shneos that the Jews have, right? Does that include a ger, because all the arayos of a ger themselves are didim derabanan. So Amar Lai said to them, so he said back, is that where we are? Yeah. So as we said back, hashta uma erva gufa ilav shalom amru. Well, let's read it a little closer. Right? Hashta, he says, now one second. Uma erva gufa, the erva, meaning the erva itself, meaning let's say your sister, or the ger's sister, or the ger's mother, whatever it is, ilav shalom yomru. But in mikidusha chamura, the kedusha kala, logozru barabanan. Right? Had the concern not been that people would think that the goy that is going and the ger is going from a serious kedusha to a more weaker kedusha, right? Shneos mibaya, meaning do you even need to answer them? To now, just to explain for a second, a goy, a ger has a halacha of arayos, right? That's one of the shev mitzvot b'nei Noach. So they're not allowed to marry halachically. Again, talking al pi halacha, if a goy would come up to you and say, "Am I allowed to marry you? My sister?" Halacha al pi halacha, they are not. When the goy converts, though, so then, like you said before, I mean, the rest, they have no relatives, so technically they can marry their sister if the sister would then convert. But Chazal said that's ridiculous, because what's happening? He's going. It's implying. It's as if the ger is going from kedusha chamura, right? It's to kedusha kala. It's almost like his conversion is making things more mutter. Right? That is not what we want, right? We want when someone becomes a Jew that he should have more kedusha, or at least give the impression that certainly the halachos apply to him more stringently than something that than when they were a ger than when they were a guy. So Chazal asked the arayos, but we have no issue, right, with the other, that it's not going to look like they're going from Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala if, you know, they marry their, I don't know, when I want to pick any one of the cases that were listed before. So Chazal did not extend the Shneos to Gerim. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Gerim ho v'asu liyadan, right? Since we started talking about Gerim, so Nema behu milso. Why don't we just keep on talking about them? Achen min right, as if the Gemara ever needs an excuse to to talk about something, you know, once they mention it. All right, anyway, Achen min ha'em lo ya'idu, v'me'idu edus an edus. Brothers from the mother, meaning maternal brothers, right, if they converted, and again, technically they're not related, and we do know that relatives, brothers, are not allowed necessarily to testify in Beis Din. But they so even though they're technically halakhically not related, they're not supposed to testify in Beis Din. But if they do, so then the edus is fine again because we're just concerned midrabanan, right, that you know, there's something going on over here. Achim na'av midin lechachila, and brothers from the father. So then, right, there is they obviously they converted. So then that also they can testify straight up. So what's the difference? Meaning, what's the difference? One second. Because obviously we don't care about lineage from the father. I mean, after everything goes through the mother. So technically, you might have thought, once they convert, right? So that's like seeming to imply that they are of the same lineage. But again, in terms of the father, so we don't do any type of lineage. It's not a big deal. So we're not goes with that. Amemar Amar Amemar says Afilu Achim Minaim Namei Du Lachachilu. Amemar says no. Even brothers who convert from the mother, right? Even maternal brothers are allowed to testify. The Gemara says Umayshna Me'arayas. Well, one second. Why then would it be different? Why would Edus and Beis Din be different than Erva? Right? Chazal were Gozer Arayos for a Ger. So why shouldn't they be gozer testifying in Beis Din? The Gemara says, well, Erva lakol Masura and Erva Edus la Beis Din Masura. The difference is because Erva, right, that's given out to everybody. Right? To anybody who converts, right? They can figure out their relationships on their own. You don't necessarily have a Rav or somebody who's kind of leading the process. But in Beis Din, so then everybody knows what's going on in Beis Din, right? All the Dayanim know the Torah, and therefore the Gershon is guy cuts an Ola dummy, and everybody knows, right? The Beis Din is filled with rabbis who know the halacha. They know that a ger that converts is considered as if they're a baby, right? As if they have no relatives, so we're not going to be worried, right, that people are going to get confused. So really, that's happening in Beis Din. Okay, weiter. Mi sheyesh lo ach mi kol makom. Now, the Mishnah says, again, we're getting deeper into the halachos of Yibam. And again, these are things that we definitely have mentioned already, but the Mishnah here kind of spells it out for us. Mi sheyesh lo ach mi kol makom, someone who has any kind of brother, zokek eshes achiv li Yibam, is going to be connected to, right, his brother's wife for Yibam. Meaning, it doesn't matter what kind of brother he is, and we'll see in a second. The first thing the Gemara is going to define mi kol makom as a brother who's a mamzer, but okay, let's just read it out like that. Any type of brother is going to be his brother's wife is going to fall to him for yibum. V'achiv hu l'chol davar, and he is also that guy's brother for everything. We'll see. Obviously, we have to explain what that means. Chutz mi misha yesh lo ach min hashivchol min ovedes kochavim. Except the one exception is, and we'll see the exception is that if the brother is from Shivcha Knanis or a goy, right? Obviously, a goy is meaning the father. Obviously, they share a father, but obviously, a goy is not Jewish. Shivcha Knanis. So the halacha is, the Torah says that if a Jew owns a Shivcha Knanis, so he can give her Jewish men to marry, but the children stay with him. Meaning they retain the status of Eved Kanani. So they're not necessarily, so in that case, right, those are not going to be brothers, right? Because again, for the Jewish mother. Okay, fine. Misha Yishlo Ben Mikol Makom, any son, right? Poter Eishes Ovim Min Ayibum. Again, if a guy has, right, we know that if a person doesn't do Yibum, if there are any kids involved in the marriage, any type of kid, as we'll see in a second, even a mamzer. V'chayev al makasu v'al kilaso, and he's any type of kid is chayev for hitting his father and causing a wound, right? Chayev misa, or for cursing him, right? Chayev misa. The Torah says, "Upenol l'chol davar," and it says he's his son for everything. Chutz mimisha yishlo, again, ben mishivcha mina uvet kochavim. Again, those are pretty standard, as we said before, right? Because a child from a Nevi Kochavim is not a Jew, and a child from a Shivcha, right, is a Nevi Kanani. Okay. Mikol makom l'suy yimai, right, as we said, Amar Yehuda l'suy yimamzer, right, we're talking about a mamzer here. The Gemara says, well, pshita, obviously, right, mamzer, listen, it's rough to be a mamzer, but why shouldn't he be your brother? Why shouldn't he be your, so, right, achivu, right, he should be your, he's still technically your brother. So, Mayu the Tembi, you might have thought Leilef Achva Achma b'Bnei Yaakov. Right? We might have thought that no, we have this Gzera Shava from B'nei Yaakov. Right? If you remember, that's how we darshan that out to teach me that Yibum goes through the father, right? Because Yaakov had many wives, right? But obviously, they were all Achim Anachnu, Shneimasar Achim Anachnu. So you might have thought that since we get it from Yaakov, Balhalik Sherim Lopsulim, Rafkan Sherim Lopsulim, and obviously the Shvatim were all beautiful Jews, so maybe that doesn't count, maybe that should exclude a Mamzer. So there were Kamash Malan, the mission has to teach me, right, that the, in fact a Mamzer does, you know, Potter, count as a brother, and also Potter, a guy from Yibum. Meaning Potter, the guy, the father from Yibum, if he would die with a mom's or child. The Eimah HaChanami, the Gemara says, well, how do you know that's true? Meaning, where did the Mishnah get it from? Meaning, all right, it's all well and good that we might have had this Kseri Shavas, the Mishnah tells me it's not true, but how do you know it's not true? So the Gemara says, came into the Indian Yibum Miftar Niftar, but since a mom's is going to Potter, right, the father from Yibum, so Mizkok Nami Zokuk. So too, he's going to be, what's it called? And we'll see that in a second. If that's true, since this Amamzer is going to Potter, a father who passes away, and his wife is not going to have to do Yibum. So too, if the Mamzer is a brother, he will, right, the woman, the wife will fall to. He, again, basically, Mamzerim are included in the halacha of Yibum. So Achiv Hu L'Chol Davar. Again, we said that Mamzer is the brother for anything. My Hilkosa, what's for that? That's Leorsho. That's A, to inherit him. Right? If for whatever reason, right, a person dies without children or relatives, so then Yerusha goes sideways. And so that brother, that Mamzer can inherit him if necessary. Vili Tamilo, and so too, if that he's a Kohen, so then the Mamzer would have to be Mitame to go bury him. So Gemara says, again, Pshita, that's obvious, right? Achivu, he's his brother. So Gemara says, Sakula de Chamina, you might have thought to say, no, the whole Luxib, because the Pazuk says, Ki'im the Sheiro, Akor, Vilof. The Pazuk says by a Kohen that he has to be Metame for the She'ero HaKaro V'lov. Right? Amar Mar, and we said that She'ero is Uishto. Now that's talking about his wife, who Ksev, and the Pazuk says, Lo Yitam HaBal BeAmav LeYichalo. Right? Meaning, and the Pazuk also says that the husband should not become Tame. So now you have a Pazuk before that says, She'ero means he should become Tame to his wife. This Pazuk, Lo Yitam HaBal BeAmav LeYichalo, seems to imply he should not become Tame for his wife. So the Gemara says, Yesh Baal Shem Metame, Yesh Baal Shem Metame. So there's a husband that is Metame and a husband who's not. Hey, okay, how does that work? Metame who lish tok shere, vei Metame lish tok psula. Right, he's, a Kohen is going to be Metame, he's going to be Metame himself for a normal wife, regular wife that he's allowed to marry. Right, but for a woman that he's not allowed to marry, for whatever reason, let's say, you know, Amar Lekhan Gadol or whatever, Grusha Chalutza Lekhan Hedyo, so he would not become tami to them. So Hachanami, maybe here we should also say that metami la'achu shu la'ach kosher ve'im metami la'ach pasul. So too, maybe you think that the inyan of tuma would only go to a brother who's a kosher. So therefore, kamash malan. Therefore, it tells me many that the Mishnah is telling me that he is metami for a mamzer brother. So Gemara says ve'im Hachanami. Well, how did the Mishnah know? So Gemara says also nafuge kaimi, because over there that the kohen has to get rid of his wife. Right, there's a din that he has to divorce her. So therefore, there's a logic to say that he shouldn't become metame for her because really he's keeping her bizer. But hacha, but here achivu, what's the coin going to do with his brother? He's going to divorce him. That's not a thing. You can't get rid of a brother even if he's a mamzer. So therefore, we're not going to get rid of him from the halacha of being metame for a kohen. So chutz mi misha yishlo ach min hashevko min alus kochavim. Right, we said the Mishnah. My time. What's the reason? Why are they not brothers? It seems obvious to us. But again, it's Amar Crux. The pasuk says isha v'yaladah t'yaladuna. Right, pasuk I referenced before saying that a shevko knamis that has a child with a Jew. Right, those children are still slaves, so they're not considered to be full fledged Jews. Okay, misha yishlo ben mikol makom pater. Again, we said before mikol makom lusi emayam Rabbi Yehuda lusi emamzer. Again, anybody who has a son, even if the son is a mamzer, is gonna the wife is not gonna go to Yibum. My time, why is that? Amar Krah, the pasuk says Ubein ain lo, right? He doesn't have a son. I ain lo, check him out. Meaning, check and see if he has any type of child. Right? That's Gemara does that a couple of times. Right? Ain lo, I ain lo. Makes that drush over it. Okay, fine. The chayev al makaso, and that mamzer child is gonna be chayev if he hits his father and if he curses his father. The Gemara says, am I? Why? Kari kan v'nasidam chalosaor. Pazik says you're not allowed to curse a prince of your people, but osamaisa amcha. Right? Apparently, the only person you're not allowed to curse is someone who's acting like your nation. Again, how do you get a mamzer? Right? Father sleeps with an erva. So, he's not such a tzaddik himself. In fact, the mamzer could be a tzaddik. Right? What did the mamzer do wrong? He was born. It wasn't his fault. So why should, again, if you're only usher to curse someone who is kosher, so why would it be a problem for this mamzer to curse his father? So the Gemara of Pinchas, Mishmeh of Papa, Beos Tshuva. Right? It must be that his father did Tshuva. So Achanami Beos Tshuva. And so too over here, again, that's not talking about, that was a different reference. Where is that reference? That reference is a Mishnah Chagiga, right, where someone stole a Tamei Kli or something and said that he was, or a Kli that they thought was Tamei, and he said it wasn't Tamei, and they said that it must be with the guy of the tshuva because you can rely on him or whatever. So something like that. So over here, so how can I be so over here? It must be that the father did tshuva. Gemara says, I have a high bar tshuva. Who? Wait, one second. Didn't we talk about, if you remember at the beginning of Chagiga, that there's some people whose sin lasts forever, right? This guy can do tshuva for that. What did this puzzle, right? Something that is bent can't be straightened up, can't be fixed. So Azeh Bala Erva, but hold him in a mamzer, right? If the guy is a mamzer, he can never fix that because the kid's a mamzer; he's always there. Somebody says, "Yeah, okay." Hashem Misa Osa Maisa Amkohu, but yeah, he can still do tshuva for the Maisa. He can still act according to his nation. Yes, in a chanami, the stain of his sin will continue to live on. He'll always be reminded, but again, he can do tshuva and he can be Osa Maisa Amkohu, and therefore he would be chayiv if the mamzer's son would curse the father. Tanur Baruch Adonai Rabbeinu Haba Alach Oso. Vibas Ishas Aviv. If a person sleeps with his sister, and that's also, he's also the daughter of his father's wife, meaning, as Rashi says, meaning from a good marriage, meaning again, regardless of what the mother is doing, but I guess it's also his daughter's or father's wife. So Chayav Mishum Achozu Mishum Bas Ishas Aviv. So he's chayv for two, right? One for his sleeping with his sister, and for the daughter, right, of his father's wife. I guess if it's his sister from the father, and also the daughter from his father's wife. Meaning regardless of whether they have the same mother. Meaning regardless. Although, how's that? That's not always? I guess not. They could share the same mother. Okay, either way. So that's, okay. Usher for achoso, and also, meaning that his stepsister as well. That would be two isurim. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Lomar, no, Einu chayev v'lo mishum achoso bilvad. He's only chayev for sleeping with his sister, meaning only chayev one karis. He's not chayev for sleeping with his father's wife's daughter. So Gemara says, my time of the Rabbanan. Why did the Chachamim say you get two? So again, when we say, what do you get two? Obviously, getting karis twice is bad, but we're talking, usually, doesn't really say it's beferish, but usually when the Gemara gives this logic, because if you do a bishogeg, then you chayev two korbanos. Right? If you do a bishogeg, then you chayev anything that you do on purpose will get you kares. If you do a bishogeg, you chayev korban chatas. So usually that's kind of the implication of the Gemara, even though it doesn't really say it right here. Okay, either way, I'm not sure if that's what, I'd imagine that's kind of what they're talking about, but again, I guess you could theoretically be chayev two kareses, or I guess they're trying to tell you whether you have two sins to do tshuva for. Okay, either way. So why did the Chachamim say you're chayev twice? Because they said, mechti. Let's see. Miksiv, the pasuk says, ervas achoscha basavicha ovasimecha, right? Males avicha, okay, etc. Right? Stuff nachrimos. That's your father's daughter and your mother's daughter, right? Ervas bas eshes avicha, and that it also says, the you can't sleep with your father's wife's daughter. Moledes avicha, that was achoscha, that's your sister. Lamalisa, what do you need that pasuk for? So shema mina lechaybo, right? Apparently you have two isurim, right? Mishum achoso, mishum bas eshes aviv. So Rabbi Yosef Rehuda says, amakra achosocha hi. Again, that second pasuk says she's your sister. Right? Mishum achoso hu mechaybo, atam achaybo vi, atam achaybo mishum bas eshes aviv. Right? That it says that it's only going to be one isur. The Rabbanan and the Chachamim, what do they do with that? Right? Achoscha mai avidlei. What do they do with the fact that there, she is achoscha? Right? Again, it says that she achoscha hi. So my boy lo lechaybo alachoso bas aviv ubasimo. So that needs, they add that to tell me that you're chayev for both. Meaning your full sister. For that, again, the pasuk doesn't say beferish your full sister. It just says your father's sister, your father's daughter, or your mother's daughter. Implying that if it's both, obviously it should be usher. No, you need that pasuk to tell me specifically that your full sister is usher. Lomar she'ein mazirin min adin, to tell me that we don't assume isurim, right? You can't just assume something is usur from the Torah. You don't just logically say, since your half-sister and from your father and your half-sister from your mother are usur, obviously your full sister is usur. That's not a thing. We don't assume that on our own. Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, what would he say then? In case, well, if that's true, min lichto rechmana achoscha. Right, so, in Echanami, if that was all he was trying to teach me, he could have just said Achuscha. He, Lamali. So, why does it say Achuscha? He? Right, so, there, Mishum Achuscha Tamechayev Ovia Tamechayev Mishum Bashay Sejav. So, they're telling me that you're only Chayev one in that case. All right, this is going to keep on going, but let's just finish it up. Rabbanan would say Avagav the Chziv Achoska. The Rabbanan would say back, yeah, Inichanami. Even if it said Achoska, it's Drich Lemichtav He. Right? The Rabbanan would say we still need the word He because Shlo Tomar, because you shouldn't say that Ba'alma Mazir Min Adin, that in general, right, you can assume, right, and that something is Aser. V'chitema Achoska the Chesav Rochah Manal Mali. So if you would tell me, so okay, so why do you need to tell me that she's your sister, right? Obviously, right, if you tell me that you're allowed to assume that your sister, that you're allowed to assume Yisurim, so if it says your half-sister on both sides is Asr, you assume your full sister is Asr, so therefore why do you need the Pazik of Achoscha? So Milsi does a bit of a Chomer, because of the Torah Lakra. Sometimes we say that sometimes something you can learn from the Kavah Chomer, the Torah goes out of its way and writes it anyway. So therefore, because of Rachmanahi, therefore the Torah told me that no, that's not what we're doing. It's Achoscha He, meaning that specifically we're not trying to teach me that, you know, Milsi the Torah Lakra. We're not trying to assume that you can learn mazhir min adin, that you can learn isurim from logic. For Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, what would Rabbi Yosef be ready to say back to that? He'd say, Imkain, if that was all true, lichtev rechmana lachoscha hi b'idachkra. If that was true, they should have written the pasuk achoscha hi in the first pasuk, right? We had two pasukim, right? We said, ervas achoscha basavicha ovasimacha. And then we had the point right, that your half-sister from either side is Aser. And then it said, your father's wife's sister, she is your sister. So if you're telling me, all it's trying to do is teach me that you're not allowed to assume that if your half-sisters are Aser, your full sister is also Aser. So it should have written that in the other pasuk, in the first pasuk. So therefore, right, since it wrote in the second pasuk, that teaches me you're only Chayev once. Okay, that's, again, this is a conversation goes on, but we'll call it here, and then we'll go back to the Haley Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.